More than half Prague's Segway rental sites have shut down since the Czech capital introduced a ban on the two-wheel vehicles in most of the city centre. Czech radio reported that so far this month, police have stopped 18 users, leading to symbolic fines of 100 crowns being handed out. They, however, can run as high as 2,000 crowns. Jan Wellinger has more.
The city of Prague was slow to take action against Segway riders after the ban passed in July of this year. But now that some 600 traffic signs have been put into place, police have begun stopping those using the vehicles in the city's historic center. Segways, popular among tourists in the capital this time last year, as a result have almost completely disappeared, banned from both sidewalks and roads at some of the capital's most popular destinations, the Old Town, Malá Strana, Letná Park, or Prague Castle. For the police, it's a matter of primarily getting Segways out of areas where they no longer belong. The ban has already put a number of rental companies out of business and left other operators struggling and looking for alternatives. I spoke to Susana Eliášová, the spokeswoman for the Czech Association of Segway Operators. She told me that adopting such strict measures had had a negative effect for businesses and also tourists.
If you can see the website TripAdvisor, Prague offers around 480 activities, and the Segway tours are on the top.
Czech radio reported that around half of the venues which rented Segways, that they've already closed their doors. So are you still planning on putting up a fight, or is the fight over?
For example, my company didn't want to close at that moment because we want to wait for answer from Ministry of Traffic, and also the association make some steps with our lawyer. At this moment, we can offer to clients e-scooter. We hope they will be patient, and in the new year, we will start again to offer the Segway tours because it is a real heavy restrict from City Hall. Nobody understand it, and it is not necessary. Our clients are surprised. We are surprised.
The argument that the ban goes further than was necessary is one long held by operators who say that a compromise on partial regulation could have been found, namely an agreement on several interconnected routes on which Segways would have been allowed to continue to thread their way through the historic center. The idea, for numerous reasons, failed to get traction, and it is hard to imagine the situation changing any time soon. Certainly there are many who have no regrets that Segway riders have had their wings clipped. When Radio Prague reported on the ban before, a number of users on Facebook responded by calling the vehicles a danger to pedestrians, while some wrote that they had been actually struck by riders. At the same time, the vehicles also have their defenders, who argue they can be used responsibly. And those involved in the rental business, above all, charge that firms should not have been punished for having invested in Segways in the first place when no ban was in place.